I wonder if I'll get to see him before he leaves.
Speak of the devil. Hi.
I was just wondering if I'd get to see you before you leave, darling.
What's that?
What's going on? You have something you want to tell me? That's exciting. Go ahead, sweetie. The smile is encouraging. Oh. Really? Say it again. You love me? Oh my God. I love you too, darling. I've been waiting for this for so long. I'm serious. I've loved you for years. I've been waiting for this for a long time. Yes, I'm serious. I think I've loved you for years. Maybe from the first time I saw you. Practically since the day we met, I've been waiting for a confession from you. I didn't want to rush you. I can see it. The first time we met, you were adorable. I had butterflies in my stomach just looking into your soulful eyes. They're practically hypnotic. Yeah, I think they're the first thing I loved about you. Yeah. I had my theories of how you might confess to me. Well, I was honestly hoping for something a little more romantic than this, but I'm happy you just confessed to me, so now we can start our lives together. Wait. Hold on. Why are you laughing? No, what's so funny? Excuse me. You're what? April Fools? No. This is not happening. You love me. This is some sick joke, isn't it? What the hell is wrong with you? You got my hopes up. Well, yes, I actually love you, darling. Yes, I meant everything I said to you. You really had to go and confess to me as a joke? That's so disgusting. It hurts. No. Oh, no. Don't give me that crap. You know what? I think I'm just going to take you home with me now. Yeah. I'm going to keep you in a small box until you love me for realsies. I can't do that? Well, oh, dropped like a bag of bricks. How about now, darling? I hope this insensitive jerk wakes up soon. He is pretty insensitive, but God, I still love him. Oh, I know. I'll fix him. Then we can be happy together. Ooh, here we go. You finally awake? Wakey, wakey, eggs and bakey. You know that song? There's another version. Wakey, wakey, rise and shine. Hang your knickers on the line. Oh, come on, it's a funny song. I mean, the song might be ancient, but it's still good. Oh, there. Don't try to move. Well, you're tied up rather tightly. That's because you gave me that bogus confession. It really was rude of you, don't you think? Oh, stop struggling, darling. You're not going to get out. I've been practicing my knots like a good girl. Never mind what I was thinking while practicing those. Good. Stopped struggling. Means you can be taught. Are you feeling kind of stupid now? Well, you confessed as a joke. What kind of crazy maniac would do that to a girl? Excuse me, what? You're calling me crazy? How am I crazy? You're the crazy one here. I suppose I did kidnap you, but I had a reason. I love you, remember? Mm-hmm. Unlike you, boop, who faked it for a sick April Fool's joke. Well, yes, I was serious about loving you. Yes? Now we just have to give you time to realize how much you hurt me. Yes. Yes, it really hurts. Because I love you. Love you so much. You confess to me out of nowhere, but then suddenly you were like, psych, I don't love you. It's a joke. It's really cruel. And now you're going to have to just sit there all tied up while I think about how much you hurt me. Well, of course, I love you beyond anything in the world, darling. Uh-huh. Even after your tawdry joke. I love you just as much as I did before. I simply see you as a bit more of a fixer-upper. Oh, I'll forgive you soon enough. Of course I'll forgive you. It would be wrong for me not to forgive my partner. Yes, you, my partner. I'm assuming we might have rough times in the future, every now and then. I mean, no relationship is perfect after all. We might fight, and then I'll show you you're wrong, and then I'll forgive you, and it'll be perfect. Oh, I trust that you will learn to love me back eventually. Give it time. Silly. I'm not going to let you go, so stop asking me. The definition of insanity is doing the same thing, expecting a different result, so stop it. You really should be focusing on how you're going to love me. Mm-hmm. Rub those brain cells together. Well, you'll get used to it. I mean, from now on, I'm going to be the only person you see for the rest of your life. Oh, I'm not going to let you leave. Actually, maybe, just maybe I'll consider it. As long as you're being a good boy, behaving well, and I learn to trust that you're not going to run away from me. Oh, shut up, brat. No. Don't be crying now. Don't think that your emotional display is going to sway me. You brought this on yourself, remember? Your little joke. Of course, this is your fault. If you had been good to me, good for me, actually loved me, you wouldn't be tied up in this chair. Stop calling me crazy. Oh, no, I'm not a crazy person. Well, crazy for you. I'm doing everything I do out of love, pet. That's all. If you call me crazy one more fucking time, I will put a panty gag in your mouth. Oh, so sad. That's better. Now, you better not disappoint me again, right? Tell you what, how about something sweet? I have made, while you were napping, your favorite dessert. Mm-hmm. How about you open your pretty little mouth and eat it like a good boy? That's right. Here comes the plane. Mmm, tastes good, doesn't it? Some more of that later. Oh, that's good. I honestly don't think you deserve a tasty treat right now. I'm such a naughty pet, but I am feeling somewhat merciful. Our first day together and everything. I want you to have some positive memories about it. Oh, you will love me back. I know you will. Well, I'm willing to wait as long as it takes. Mm-hmm. You'll notice that things will get better for you as time goes on. Mm-hmm. So cute. Actually, I think maybe you have learned your lesson. Have you? Have you been a good boy? Hmm? Have Have you learned your lesson?
Oh, good.
Yes, I'm serious. You are a good boy. In fact, you're so good. I think I'm going to untie you and let you go now. Does that sound good? Go feel the sun on your skin instead of staying here with me.
Oh, of course. I did all of this just to teach you a lesson. You don't mess with people over love.
No.
Well, it's rather cold to fake a confession, don't you think? Oh, see, you have learned your lesson. What a good boy. Oh, but one more thing. April Fool's, darling. Of course I'm not untying you.
Ah, that was good, though. The look on your face. How do you like that feeling,
Being told that something you want is on the table, only to get fooled. I hope you understand now how I feel, Ben.
Hurts, doesn't it? Now imagine how it felt when you said you loved me. Well, it hurts so much. It's kind of insensitive, especially after I risked and confessed to you. I mean, I have been dropping hints for years. I guess they all went over your head. Oh, you'll be smarter in the future, I'm sure of it.
Yes.
I think I'm going to leave you here to continue to get smarter and to think about how much your actions hurt me. Oh, I'll come back later. Give you some more love and affection. But for now, bye-bye, darling. I love you.